have to say for our audition that Tiago has been running around looking for some water, so we have still the power for an extra question now. Just give me the name of your mother tongue.
Netherlands. French.
Portuguese.
English.
So, if you are the only English speaker who is allowed to speak in your mother tongue, do you think you are privileged to all of the rest of us?
I'm just deeply respectful of everyone that can articulate themselves to such a high degree in that language, because I've lived outside of the UK now for a while, 6 years, and I've had to experience the pain of not being able to be myself and not being able to express myself or articulate myself. I was living in Paris and I lost 80% of my personality in a very demanding culture where personality is everything. So I'm very respectful of this.
For having to use a different language?
Of course, because I was unable to use sarcasm, which is my only thing. That's all I have. Exactly.
I feel you, actually. I have come to this, having been 10 years outside of Portugal, or living, working, everything, loving also, outside of Portugal, I have lost the ability to articulate sometimes in my own tongue, especially when it comes to more technical or academic discussions. My friends ask me, oh, what do you do? So when I have to explain to my grandmother what is it that I'm doing, studying, working in, it is extremely complicated to me. And I think already in English, I express myself, the language I express myself the best is definitely English. And I do have a US accent because most of the English I learned was from movies, TV, and eventually when they had proper sound, video games. Oh, and music, of course. And it's funny that you ask this question because I have wondered myself all the time if English-speaking people are involuntarily entitled for the fact that whenever you meet in an international context, except perhaps in Russia or China, you always default to English.
So we have still two more candidates here to answer that question about their personality and being a real or virtual personality in another language.
So if we are in the field of identity, I find this question very interesting, as I was born on an island which is called La Réunion, which means the Réunion, which means every identity from the Indian Oceans lives there all together. So my identity, even if I'm a French speaker, is not really French. It's more complicated. I have a lot of different inspirations in my life, I'd say. And I like the way you speak about your language and being not able maybe to articulate your thoughts sometimes. I feel like it's more profound than that. It's not only your thoughts, but sometimes it can be difficult to articulate yourselves. If you lack of identity, if you don't have roots, if you're not grounding, if your family don't have a story to reach, to tell yourself by. So I like this question of identity a lot, and I feel like this selfie is really funny. This is a question of identity too. but no, it's okay. It's just that I like this question. I think that as well, the language you speak shapes a lot the way you think about problems, for example, because I've tried it and you can try it for yourself. If you're facing something you cannot resolve, try to think in another language. And I always try to think in English because English is wired differently and it's more clear, I'd say, more direct, it's more straight, exactly. So when I start to think in English, I go straight through my problematic or something and it goes easier. So that's my thoughts about identity and language.
So this little interruption is because we have had another player on the field who is just a camera. So I hope at the end of the interview we'll get some of the pictures on my site. And now we go to you.
Thank you.
Yes, so I am a little bit in conflict because language never seemed to be a problem to me to identify myself or to show my true identity. For example, I worked for 1 month in Brazil and I didn't speak any Spanish and Portuguese, and the people didn't speak any Spanish, and I had to get them to the ship. There was a ship, the Tres Umbras, going in this harbor, and I was like managing the harbor, and I had to manage people to get on board, like doing wine tasting. And I still managed to get the restaurant, biggest restaurant holders there to drink wine from the ship that the ship brought. Anyway, long story short. Yes, I think sometimes language is in the way of communicating, maybe. And it's almost a feeling you get if you learn how to. I feel also a world citizen. not really Dutch. I am Dutch. I'm proud to be Holland. But I think sometimes shame and fear is in a way of communicating. And this is not necessary, I think. If you can really be by yourself and just communicate with your hands and feet with the people, also if you don't speak the language, then you can go ahead in life. But I don't mean that you, because you don't see as an unsure person at all, that, you know, that cannot express themselves as a language. So I do understand your point in that. Thank you.
With this harmonic approach to mutual understanding, we are going to close this interview. It has been voluntarily agreed by all the participants without knowing what's going to happen. I appreciate it a very lot. But because of that intervention on my part, I will give them a last chance to answer any questions I haven't asked, but they would like to have an answer to. So if you have any extra idea you would like to put on this moment, just take the chance and I give you the mic for doing so.
I believe 42, actually.
Okay, I heard this before. We have the famous author, so we're going to quote him, right?
You said to answer any question that you haven't asked, so, well, 42.
Yes, so the theme of this event is superpowers to the people. So how do you think technology for you could do that? Mm-hmm. For me, it will be, of course, using this technology for coaching and training and therapy purposes. But how do you guys see this technology to help people to gain superpowers?
For me, I said I feel the new technologies would be kind of superpowers to people if they were able to give themselves a more clear and transparent insights in themselves, to connect themselves, to see inside how they are wired, how they react to the world, how it works. So this, to me, would be a superpower to know yourself better and to know other people better, so to see how we can interact better and to have deeper connections and deeper interactions. This is my dream with technologies.
For me, from the point of view of, let's say, 20 years ago, much of the things we have and do and take for granted nowadays are superpowers. Well, we use them all the time in such a way that is taken for granted that we do not consider them as such. Naturally, for me, the term superpowers brings me back to comics and movies, which are always very exaggerated and spectacular. It's part of the rhetoric of the medium. It's part of their charm, of their enchantment. I think, well, in a professional context, such as a factory worker, of course, you have to be very focused and very clear about your tasks and the way information is presented to you and the way you interact with it. But for more sort of entertainment or personal or leisure approaches, I think it's about time that our technology would be shaped as something a bit more fantastical and a bit more magical. Now, what exactly does that mean? You figure out yourselves. I'm still trying to.
Yeah, so to answer that question, something I read recently that really resonated quite strongly with me was that dreams are dead and that all we have left is hope as a species, which is very sad, I know. But it's that kind of idea that we are entirely passive in all of this, so all we can do is sit back and hope. And it's coming back to what you just said in a way. So if we can't dream, then we can't imagine this amazing new technology and these amazing new uses for it. And if I can flip it, actually, I'd like to ask you all, why don't we dream anymore, or why can't we dream anymore as a question?
I do a lot, actually, so I cannot really fully answer this question.
Perfect.
Yes, me too. I have a big vision for the world, and I dream, and I hope, and I wish, and I visualize. So I'm still dreaming.
I think Wolf will have a good answer to that question. This is my intuition.
My dream is each moment when my life is approaching a challenge, which just happened the last 15 minutes. 15 minutes ago, I didn't know what's going to happen. And now a dream, which even hasn't been dreamt, has become reality. So this interview is part of a real dream, and I appreciate all your comments and all your emphasis which you put into this talk. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.